Thank you, Pegasus. Nothing would get done around here if it wasn't for you. Hello, subject. What is it? Oh, right. RXCP-003. Do you remember where you are? You are currently aboard the USS Paramount. We are a laboratory long-range suborbital peacetime probe that is kept hidden from public knowledge. This ship specializes in less than legal experimentations. One that you agreed to sign up for. Pegasus, can you bring it for me? Oh, thank you, dear. If you ever need anything, subject RXCP-003. Feel free to ask Pegasus. Whatever you have permission to know, it will provide you with. It's in the ship's UI. Now, as you can see on the projector above you signed up for something called Royal Xenomorph Chimeric Protocol. Do you remember what that is? Good. Glad to see you're still there mentally with us, RXCP-003. Do you mind if I call you three for short? Such a mouthful to refer to you as that every time. I would prefer to not use your real name, RXCP. While it might make you feel better, it's not beneficial to the experiment. If anything, it has been shown to hinder the success, which is what we are trying to avoid. There are certain boundaries in place that make this entire process easier. Do you remember what you signed up for? Right. So the Royal Xenomorph Chimeric Protocol is a top-secret program created by Dr. Khan. In an attempt to create our own queen, he proposed a theory that since the queens are intelligent, we might be able to raise one and strike a deal. He theorized that it could turn into a potential ally, and upon hearing we might have a xenomorph ally, the government jumped at the chance to fund it. You know how they are. The first two attempts, there's no easy way to say it. The first two attempts were failures, resulting in the subjects being terminated. You are our third attempt, RXCP. And let me say, I do have a great feeling about this one. For starters, you're responding to Pegasus quite well. You're able to listen to my voice and take in what I'm saying, despite the dildo fucking in and out of you, correct? Did you think that was a figment of your imagination or something? Did the machine sounds fade into the background that easily for you? Listen, it's quite all right. You're doing well, my patient. Just relax on the table like you've been doing, letting the fucking machine make you feel good. Xenomorph queens reproduce via a process called oviposition. In 1 hour, the queen can lay upwards of 15 eggs. Now, the queen will do this for hours at a time, creating entirely new hives all by herself. The final egg, and also the biggest, is the royal one. Slathered in her royal jelly, a royal facehugger will hatch from it. Bigger and thicker than the rest of the facehuggers, with a bit of webbing, this one has exactly one purpose: to find a host worthy enough to create a queen. That's where you come in. You are going to be the host that the facehugger breeds. In order to convince them of this process, we start to prep your body for the birthing, hence, this fucking machine. It makes sense, doesn't it? Well, if you can't handle being fucked for hours on end, how do you think you're going to handle birthing orgasmic eggs for that long. I mean, it's just common sense, Three. I'm starting to understand why you signed up for a program like this. You're not the smartest one. You didn't realize exactly what you were agreeing to. But you're here now, restrained to the table, fucking machine pounding into your hole, listening so intently to my voice, you haven't even noticed the sound you're making. Your body is enjoying it, responding so positively to the stimulation. It feels good to be filled over and over again, your whole and constant use. Get used to it, RxCP. The queen spends her days fucking, birthing, and breeding. Depending on what the hive needs, the queen makes it. If that means finding a host to breed the egg inside, so be it. If that means laying dozens of eggs and letting only the strongest survive, then that's just how the cookie crumbles. Thinking about your future as a queen breeder causes another moan to escape from your lips. Would you look at that? You're certainly enjoying yourself, aren't you? The metal collar around your neck makes it so you can't turn your head back and forth. Meanwhile, the metal cuffs around your limbs keep you in place. Wish you could squirm in place. Move closer to the fucking machine. Maybe be able to touch yourself and get a bit of relief, but you can't. You're forced to take what you're given. You shut your eyes, trying to think about something besides your own horniness. It's so hard to ignore the throbbing between your legs as the machine fucks into you. It only listens to me, so you can make all the noises you want. You can beg, you can plead, and it only listens to this remote. Legs are spread far and wide, kept apart not just by the cuffs, but a spreader bar as well. Just for good measure, of course. Pegasus? I'm going to need your help for this next bit. Can you get the gag? Pegasus will be right back. For the next part, we want to make sure your mouth stays open. An O-ring gag is going to be placed in your mouth, keeping your lips far apart and making it easier for the royal face hugger to make a connection. The face hugger is then going to slide its proboscis inside you. Some tentacles are going to wind around your neck, and it's going to fuck your face, finally breeding you with an egg. It's going to feel thick and heavy as it grows inside you. Now, we aren't exactly sure what will happen afterwards. This is a queen xenomorph, and the birth process is a bit different. At least the way Dr. Khan is doing it. For whatever reason, the royal jelly has a strange effect on humans. Instead of causing the queen to burst out of your chest, it transforms your entire body into something new, mingling the two organisms of human and xenomorph into one queen hybrid. We're hoping that the human sentience mixed with the xenomorph's already heightened sentience from being a queen will be able to create one of our most powerful allies. Then right on time. It seems like Pegasus is coming back. Are you ready to begin, Three? You feel Pegasus' mechanical hand wrap the gag around your face, tightening the belt, ensuring that you can't close your mouth or use your teeth. It's hard to stay still as you let out moan after moan, fucking machine continuing to go on. So far, the readings from the Royal Facehugger are good. Seems to be sensing your pleasure. Looks like it's trying to get out of its cage and heads towards you, though. It's agitated. That's good. That's actually really good. That's like what we want. I can't believe everything is happening, just like Dr. Khan said. All right. Now that the gag is on, we should be ready to start the implantation process. Pegasus, if you would like, you are free to release the facehugger. While it goes and gets that, I would like to take a moment to thank you for your service. You are handling this all amazingly well, RxCP. I have faith that the ovipositional breeding segment is going to go well. Your body has been prepped. The facehugger has been prepped. All the readings are looking absolutely positive, so there's nothing you need to concern yourself with. Once the process is over, you'll stay like this for a bit longer, just to ensure that nothing goes wrong and we need to authorize a termination. You understand, don't you? Thank you, Pegasus. You did a very good job. You're very helpful. Now, if you want to keep making yourself useful, please record this. I'm sure Dr. Khan is going to want to see the process if it is successful. That way we can replicate it. It seems Dr. Khan was right in his theorization that having the future host be in pleasure would encourage the royal facehugger. It could barely hold back its excitement as it climbed on top of subject RxCP-003. Currently, tendrils are wrapping around the patient's neck. The proboscis has begun to slide between the lips. Ooh. The gag keeps the patient's mouth open and the royal facehugger completely unharmed. It's wrapping around the head now, bringing the subject closer. Soon the connection will be made. Hopefully this patient survives the implantation of the egg and will be able to tell us what it sounded like. We might even learn what the two talked about. And we will maybe have an explanation for how it felt overall. All of this data will be monumental for Dr. Khan's research and our understanding of how xenomorphs work. We would be one step closer to understanding.
You're excited to be a host, aren't you? The fear skeleton. Your bones will elongate and all stay inside you, controlling it all, making sure you do your duty as queen. You're excited to get started, aren't you? Whatever is good for the hive is good for you. You're going to be the head of one one day, and I will be there to help you, to guide you, to teach you everything that's expected. Eventually you'll learn enough about being a xenomorph. You'll be indistinguishable from the others. You'll have fully assimilated, giving yourself over to the cause completely, to become the queen breeder you were always meant to be. Oh, yes. Look at how your body responds to me, swallowing around the proboscis. The gag makes sure I keep thrusting. Meanwhile, the fucking machine keeps going, never knowing when it's going to change speeds, get a better position. You just feel it pressing against that special bundle of nerves inside you, almost welcoming the distraction from how full your mouth is stretched. So fucking amazing, wrapped around me. Your tongue weakly moving up and down, trying to flick what you can. So smooth and slimy, covered in royal jelly, you swallow it down, loving how sweet and thick it is. Oh, it fills you up. Like you, it's meant for. You're meant to be fucked. You're supposed to be bred. Tied up, all helpless. So vulnerable and ripe for the taking. How could I resist? Your whole struggle's around the dildo, trying to keep your enjoyment at bay as the cuffs keep you steady. Unable to touch yourself, you grind against the air, trying to get friction but receiving nothing in return. Oh, poor little broodmare. Once the transformation's complete, you will never have to be restrained like this again. You'll never be denied either. In order to get there, you have to keep taking it. My tendrils squeeze your neck, manually Viper Queen is always pregnant. That's your future. That's where you deserve to be. The fucking machine thrusting into your needy hole helps your body get used to the sensation. You're going to be feeling that all hours of the day. Either being fucked or giving orgasmic birth. Time you'll ever taste my proboscis like this. The last time you'll feel my tendrils slipping around your neck, breathing for you. Oh, yes. Oh, noise is blocked by the egg starting to slip. You feel a tendril slide lower, moving between your thighs, starting you in time with the fucking machine. Oh yeah, going to come while being fucked from both ends, aren't you? Need to show me that as the queen you can take it, that you can handle what you're being given, that your body is going to take the change well. Your skin several feet. Your eyes will become scleras, and that's not to mention how your bones will be rearranged. You're going to grow an eye, so you'll get a second set of arms, and you'll never, ever be alone again. I'll be living inside you. Oh, sharing. Feeling the egg in the back of your mouth. You feel how close it is to the tip. The proboscis lets you know exactly what's going to be breeding you full. Your mouth tries to memorize the taste, the feeling. It's so wonderful how the tendril strokes between your legs. The fucking machine continuing. Not caring how close you're getting. Oh, yes. It's going to fuck you through your orgasm. Forgotten all about the camera recording you or the scientist watching. You're just desperate to be fucked full, to taste my ink, to be bred properly and complete your purpose. Oh, fuck. Oh, just listen to you. Almost as needy as you look. Oh, let go, hosts. You've done a good job. It's time for your reward. You've earned this. Come with me, Queen Breeder. Give yourself over. Surrender to the pleasure. Let go and... Oh, come. Come.
Transformation takes place over the course of a few months. No, I don't know what it's doing, Pegasus. The royal facehugger seems to be unwinding itself from the subject's face. That's, huh. Hey, are you all right in there? RxCP, can you hear me? I think that's a thumbs up. If that was a thumbs up, do it again. All right, the subject seems to be okay. That means we have a patient who survived the implantation process. Okay, Pegasus, go get Dr. Khan for me. I have something I need to show him. RxCP, are you with me still? I'm going to keep you right there. I don't want to turn off the fucking machine just yet because it seems like that's kind of important to the process. I don't want to risk changing anything until we get Dr. Khan's approval, okay? So far, all your readings are good. But again, I don't want to ruin anything. We've had so many failures, and this is the closest we've ever been. Did the creature talk to you at all? Oh my god. Really? What did it say? Do you remember? Right. The gag. You can't really speak, huh? Oh, I'm getting out of my chair. Oh, standing. Ugh. Give me a second. I gotta disinfect myself and then I'll enter the room and get all that stuff off you. I'm sure Dr. Khan is going to want to ask you a billion different questions and you can't exactly answer them with that thing around your head. My goodness. This is just so exciting. I can't believe it actually worked. Like we're having a success. Oh, right. Sorry about that. You're still tied to the table with a gag in your mouth and a dildo fucking your hole. Let's get you a bit more comfortable. I will be right there. Give me a second.